Having decided that we were going to rely on a car to get to White Forest, we had to figure out how to get Alex into the vehicle. Games often accomplish this by moving their characters close to the vehicle and then teleporting them inside in a very visible and jarring manner. We knew this would ruin Alex's believability as a character, so she had to smoothly get into a vehicle the way you would expect a person to in real life. This was no small task, given all the strange angles and positions the player could work the vehicle into. Alex also needed multiple entries into a vehicle, given that the doorway she wanted to use could be blocked or otherwise inaccessible. This also provided interesting moments for Alex, where she could vault over the hood of the vehicle in a very heroic fashion. The interaction between her and the vehicle was intriguing just by itself. Once we were sure she could enter and exit the vehicle convincingly, we then had the task of making her believable as she sat next to you. Our first experiments revolved around Alex reacting to the physical nature of the vehicle. When it crashed into a wall, she needed to be jolted. When you went around a bend, she needed to lean with the momentum of the car. These details were crucial in making her feel like she was really going along for the bumpy ride with you. We also wanted her to be very aware of her surroundings and what the player was doing while in the vehicle. If you ran over a zombie, she needed to echo the internal reward the player felt for accomplishing the feat. If you were about to hit the wall, we wanted her to flinch and react to the impending collision, much as the player at home would be doing. There was a fine balance between making her too much of a backseat driver or having her be too quiet next to you. Ultimately, we wanted Alex's presence in the vehicle to seem so natural that players would never consider it anything other than normal.